We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. And by AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. This is the Riverwind Coach's Corner. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Plank and Teddy Lehman.
Welcome inside the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, along with Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank, and we are joined to kick off the final week before a home game by Cale Gundy. Isn't that wild how quickly this season rolls?
It goes by fast.
Senior night, TCU, primetime, Saturday night. But obviously, Coach, still a lot of reverberations and excitement from that comeback in Baylor. What a win. Take me through your perspective and what you saw from this team and learned about this team on Saturday.
You know, it was a great thing that happened to our football team. You know, playing here at the University of Oklahoma, it's not easy. It's a grind. Everybody expects us to win every single game. Everybody expects you to win Big 12 championship. Everybody expects you to win national championships, and so do we. But that's tough. It's hard to do. That's why there's only one team that wins a national championship every year. But, you know, after coming through or coming off of the week before the Iowa State game, you know, we really focused as coaches and players and as team as, you know, we got to take care of what we can control and not worry about anything else. There's 70 players that are on the sideline during the game. You got some managers and doctors and trainers and some other staff, and that's all we got down there, you know. And we did have a good following, like always. You know, regardless of what's going on outside, nothing controls the outcome of the game except our 11 players that are on the field and our guys on the sideline supporting them. So it was great to come in locker room after game. There was a huge sigh of, I think, not only celebration, just a little bit of a relief, to be honest.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, some people were saying that it was pretty, you know, you felt good about the halftime locker room. You know, sometimes you go in a game like that and things aren't going well. People start yelling at one another. There's some, you know, fingers being pointed. Yeah. But it sounds like this group was focused. They knew what they needed to do second half and were, I guess, as calm as you can be under the circumstances.
Well, again, I think it kind of goes back to how we prepped them all week and put them in some of those situations. And Coach Riley, you know, obviously Coach Riley's phenomenal at what he does, you know, on the field, but off the field, he does everything is as good as what he does on the field. So we prepped these guys. We told them it was going to be a battle. We told them it was going to come down to the last series. You know, there are going to be ups and downs, and you're going to hear loud cheers, and there's going to be times where you're not going to feel good, but you just got to move on and keep playing ball and play four quarters, and let's stay together as a team. And if the outcome doesn't come out the way it does, if we do those things, you'll feel better about yourself as a football team after the last play.
You know, it's wild. We're watching the highlights here on the TV side of things, and it just seems almost like foreshadowing that Alex Grinch had shown his guys video of the Falcons being up 28-3 on the Patriots.
Yeah.
And then here we are in that same situation. But, you know, Ted, we're down there on the radio side. You can tell when a team's panicking a little bit. Yeah. There was never any panic. You know, Lincoln brought everyone together, and it just – I know this sounds wild. I'm sure it's not the case, but there was just a calm about these guys on Saturday.
There was. And, again, you know, we spend as much time as coaches, Lincoln does as a head coach, talking to our players about situations and things, you know, during the games, off the field. We do as much of that as we do practicing and watching film.
Wow.
Just because it's so much here. I mean, if you're locked in and you're 100%, you know, all in mentally, that's going to give you a chance to have success. If you're not locked in, if you're 95%, you're going to be missing something out there on the football field. And Teddy, you know that. You played a lot of football. So. It was a great thing for Oklahoma football for it to turn out the way it did.
Well, and you knew watching Baylor, it was probably the way they've lived this year is going to come down to the last series, and there's a good chance maybe we see Baylor again. But that defense for Baylor is legit. They are violent. They're good on the back end. They've got a defensive line that is they attack. They're aggressive. They're strong. That's a really good defense there.
Very good. They're doing some things differently in defensively that they haven't done in the past. So they've kind of gone to the three safety look, a lot of the Iowa State stuff, and they've just done it over 1 year, and they're actually playing it really well. But what you said is they're also on defensively led by a lot of seniors. They got a lot of guys that's played 3 years, some of them that have played 4 years. So they've been in the system. They've grown. They've learned. They've gotten bigger, they've gotten better, they've gotten faster, they've gotten stronger. So they got some leadership over there, and they're a very good football team.
You know, one final thought. We've got a game to preview this weekend. We got TCU coming up. But obviously still a lot of talk about Saturday, and understandably so. But those young guys at the receiver position, you know, CD's out.
Yeah.
Everyone has to step up. Maybe it took some time to get comfortable, but the one guy that stood out to me, and I know Teddy's a big fan, and I know you are too, Coach, Austin Stogner.
Yeah.
His first two TD receptions, three on the year now, including a fumble recovery in the end zone from the blocked punt. But just his ceiling seems almost limitless right now.
Well, there's a huge ceiling on a lot of those guys that are freshmen. And, that's another thing that, you know, we at times have to sit down and have talks with these guys. There's just not enough balls to go around. But realistically, sometimes you just got to have a little patience.
Right.
And, trust me, if we feel 100% confidence in somebody, we're going to play them a little bit more. If they're just maybe not there yet, we're probably not going to play them as much. But they're, you know, we're almost towards the end of the season. And those guys are extremely, extremely talented. And Austin Stogner is extremely talented. He's somebody that's, you know, athletic enough for such a big guy that can play out in space and can catch the ball. And he's going to become a better in-line blocker. He's going to be a great weapon for us.
You know, I don't know if this is a planned thing, it just kind of happened, but with CD being out, you know, he's been a huge force for this offense over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and other guys had to step up. So the ball was spread around to Rambo, to Weiss, to Stogner, Stevenson. I mean, a bunch of different guys got the ball, and it seemed like, you know, defensively, that can be more difficult at times if you don't know where the football's going.
It is. It's going to be a lot more difficult. So it was a very exciting week. It'll also be very exciting if C.D. Lamb gets back on that field as well.
It changes everything, doesn't it? He's unbelievable.
It's one of my favorite moments we've had in Coach's Corner when we were talking with Alex Grinch about, hey, the rotation that they're doing now, giving guys a break. And I said, you know, fans get upset or they don't like it when Kenneth Murray is standing next to you. And Alex Grinch said, well, I don't like it when Kenneth Murray is standing next to me either. But you're right. You have a weapon like C.D. Lamb who gets a week now. Hopefully all is right. The confidence that you have to have in all the other guys now that have stepped up
is huge. It gives you more confidence, and I think it also gives, we'll probably give our quarterback more confidence seeing those guys that doing that stuff in the game. I mean, he's around them. He sees what they do in practice. But to see what those guys did in the game and what they did with the ball in their hands, the future looks good, I think.
A little bit different style the way things played out in the game. we saw 12, 14 play drives, you know, going three yards, 4 yards. We're in third and medium. I mean, it was a – they were long, methodical drives, which in the end probably worked to you guys' benefit the way the clock and the whole situation worked out with the comeback.
Yeah. You know, and part of that is the style of the defense that they play. But, no, it was – we had those long drives and, you know, the – defense, you know, I think only had 16 snaps in the second half, which is unbelievable. I mean, has that ever been done here? As great of defenses as we've had here, 16 and a half, that's unbelievable. You know, I know, but that's a great feeling. It's a great feeling, you know, and we were doing our job. You know, we've been wanting all year for our team to play, waiting to play a great full game, and everybody, you know, just do their job and play consistent. Well, we did that the second half of that game. That was the first time all year long that, you know, on all three phases, everybody was pretty solid in what they were doing. And it just kind of goes to show, because we still continue to think that we can be a better football team than sometimes we show things. But I think we can still continue to get better. And most importantly, what we did Saturday night is not going to help us one bit against TCU this Saturday night coming up here, because this is a really good football team and they've gotten better the last few weeks.
Yeah, and Max Duggan has looked great. We'll talk more about TCU in our next segment. But let's wrap up the first segment going in layman's terms. Brought to you by Orthodontics exclusively. And, Teddy, you're talking about that young man at the tight end.
My guy.
Inside receiver position.
I love it. Stogner, he's my man. Baby Gronk. And I love this play. Heavy personnel down on the goal line. You fake that quarterback power. See the power footwork there for Jalen. And that's tough on the backside. You know, those backers have to get out there in goal line coverage and try and cover the backside. That's that Will linebacker's job. But they're coming downhill trying to stop the run. And you see Jalen's got three different options there. Stogner, probably wish he would have sat it down a little bit there, but still, fantastic play design. Good job by him holding it right there on the line of scrimmage for a count and then releasing.
Yeah, that's a 300-pound defensive end there. That's pretty good. That's an inside guy that plays DN some. He's a great player. But just to see athletically how nimble that, you know, Austin is, but again, he's going to be very, very good. He's going to be different than the type of tight ends, the wide bodies that we've had. He's different than Mark Andrews, Grant Calcaterra, because he's going to be able to really fit in and do both for us. And he's just, you know, good enough in all areas that you can play faster with the guy and you don't have to substitute and bring somebody else in. So, he's going to get stronger and he's going to get faster. He's made so much progress in the passing game since being here last in January till right now.
But you mentioned you kind of wanted him, instead of pushing the route more towards the corner, you wanted him to stop and sit down in that zone right there.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not an offensive guy.
Teddy doesn't know, but we got a drag coming. Austin's got to get higher. The
gotcha.
Guy, the flat's got to get lower. So, it was a good back shoulder throw by.
He throws him open. There's an underneath defender there.
That's right.
It's a pretty good play.
Pretty good.
And an incredible catch too. All right, we'll talk about the TCU Horned Frogs next inside the Coach's Corner.
Thank you to our Cornerstone Television partners, OU Medicine, Anheuser-Busch, and OU Extended Campus. And our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, Coca-Cola, and OU Medicine.
Gary Allen, live in concert.
So I'm just sitting out here.
New Year's Eve, 9 p.m., the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. A night full of hit after hard rockin' hit. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. For more information and tour dates, visit GaryAllen.com. Gary Allen.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips, you choose the cut, we cut the weight.
We're saving your time at Homeland. Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU Tailgate Headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Vivian writes,
"The grilled nuggets are my son's favorite."
No way. They're our favorite too. What is it about the grilled nuggets that he likes so much?
Each individual grilled nugget has the tiny little grill marks on them that just make it so special and delicious. I don't even know how they get the grill marks, but somehow they do.
No secret there, Vivian. They're right off the grill. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for special events. They provide the tents for the fan fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for special events, huh?
I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets.
Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs. And through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS. And we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Echo Energy is Oklahoma's fastest growing, privately held oil and gas company. Founded in 2010, we work to reinvent the industry, redefine boundaries, and reinvigorate the energy landscape. Most importantly, Echo believes that investing in our landowners and communities is the best investment of all. Visit EchoEnergy.com to become a partner today. Echo, inspiring energy.
Coach's Corner is brought to you by Academy, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Riverwind, still the one. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively.
Final segment with Cale Gundy, not just for this show, but for the year. The longest tenured guest on Coach's Corner of this staff, I think is a fair way to put it. So yeah. We always appreciate you. You're one of our faves to talk to. So let's dive into this week. Take me through the emotions of coming off a game like that and trying to kind of reset things to get focused on TCU. Is it a challenge or does it kind of build everything up?
Well, I think it's... I think kind of what we went through Kansas State a few weeks ago, then the Iowa State game, and then kind of what we went through with Baylor. I think it's kind of all building in the right direction. Trust me, we put it behind us. We started Monday with our preparation. And, again, like I mentioned earlier, I mean, anything that we did in that last game is not going to help us one bit versus Gary Patterson and TCU. Right. And looking forward to, you know, a great atmosphere Saturday night and senior night, and expect the fans to come out and have a great backing for us.
Patterson, you mentioned, always does a really good job, defensive game plan. Is there anything maybe that Baylor did that you guys are expecting? Not to get too in-depth in game plan stuff, but Patterson is going to take some stuff from before that maybe you guys have struggled with or people had success and try and build on that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, they're always pretty good at what he does. Mm-hmm. They play people differently. They They're very sound, very great technique. Don't get fooled on a lot of stuff. They're very physical. They're great tacklers. And like I said, they've been getting a lot better. Their freshman quarterback is starting to come around, starting to play better. Obviously, they've got some skill guys. They got the big running back. You know, they got Rager. They got another slot receiver that's really fast. And then defensively, they're surrounded with just really good football players. You know, they got good defensive tackles. The corners are really good. One of them now, he's going to be out the first half because of a targeting in the Texas Tech game. The linebackers are just very athletic, great tacklers in space. So it's always a major challenge for us. Because at times, defensively, they're probably is about as simple as anybody that you play all year, but they do things very sound. And so it's going to be a challenge for us, and it always is. And trust me, Gary, the one game Gary doesn't like losing to anybody is to losing the University of Oklahoma. So he's probably been working on this for almost 365 days.
It's always a dogfight. It's always a dogfight with TCU.
Dogfight.
I mean, you even go back to before they were a part of the Big 12, man. He brought some teams in here, and they play smash mouth football. But it was kind of funny. I hadn't seen a lot of these Texas Tech highlights. Texas Tech had two guys in the same place on about three different plays.
Yeah.
But TCU was still there to defend it. So what has made his defenses so special? What has made him so challenging?
He's got very good players. I mean, he's always had very good players, and it always starts from there. He likes to recruit defensive players. He looks for guys that are fast and guys that are athletic. And he figures out where to put them. I mean, he'll take running backs and make them into defensive ends or linebackers.
Wow.
He'll move guys all around. I mean, there may be a corner that turns into a safety or safety that turns into an outside linebacker. He wants guys that are fast and the guys that are physical and the guys that can tackle. And that's kind of always been his MO when it comes to how he recruits. And you can tell those are the guys that play out there for him on Saturdays.
Yeah, he always has an edge guy that's really good.
Yep.
Always has a backer that's really good. I like the number 30 kid. He's a guy that's all over the field for him. How about Jalen? You know, he's had some different struggles, some turnover situations, but in every game he bounces back and makes the plays he has to make. We saw that against Baylor. So what do you think is going to be – this will be his first time facing a TCU team where – maybe a little bit unique, but what's going to be critical for him to play a good game against Gary Patterson's crew?
Well, number one, take care of the ball, and that's everybody. That's everybody offensively. That's our, special team specialists, kickoff returners. I mean, we got to do a better job of taking care of the football. The thing about Jalen is Jalen's still, he's still a first-year guy. He's still young. He's still continuing to learn what we're doing. But, the last two teams that we played, Iowa State and Baylor, defensively do some different things that most people don't do. Again, this is going to be more of a deal where he's got to be very smart. He's got to take care of the football. And let everybody else get involved in the game and just take what they give you. Don't try to force things because they do a great job in coverage. Their secondary is known for being guys that like to latch onto you and kind of hold you as you run downfield. I think the mindset of Coach Patterson is, hold the guys. They're only going to call a couple of them in a game, so let's just go ahead and hold them anyways. And that's kind of what they do, and they get away with a lot of them. So, again, they're a good football team, but Jalen's just got to, be smart, stay within the system, and distribute the ball.
You're inside receivers room is graduating a couple guys. Well, Basquin, but I kind of want to go through it a little bit, but let's focus on Nick. Maybe – When the story is written on Nick Basquin's career, probably one of the more interesting stories that we've had from a guy locally in Norman North Timberwolves, standout baseball player from
really
what I learned as well,
player.
Too. Probably could have played here if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But walked on, and, just what a person, even better person than a football player, but pretty good football player at that, too. What a story.
Yeah, he's had a good career. He, obviously had two major injuries that he fought back through. I know him personally because he's very, very close and kind of always been best friends with my son, KC. They grew up playing baseball together, graduated together. So we've known the family, known the mom, Mary, super sweet lady. Nick's extremely close with his mother and his brother. But again, just it's special to have him around. And then another guy who's going to be, you know, graduating for us is Lee Morris.
Oh,
you
wow.
Know, so yeah. Here's another walk-on that come here from the university, or he was from Allen High School. His dad also played here. You know, he walks on and becomes a scholarship player and has been a very consistent, steady player for us and offensively and in the special teams.
What's it been like coaching Drake Stoops? I mean, that's got to be a fascinating dynamic to have seen him whenever he was knee-high, walking around out there on the practice fields, to now sitting there in your meeting rooms. It's pretty cool.
He was in a lot Saturday, too.
Yeah, he was. And again, he's going to be a good player for us. His time's coming. He's an extremely hard worker. He's really talented. He's a great route runner. He's got good hands.
Good after the catch, too.
He's good after the catch. So he's going to find himself on the field for us in a matter of time. And before it's all said and done, he's going to have a heck of a career around here.
Yeah, and I like the crowd, too, whenever he checks in the game room. Stoops. Yeah. All right, it's time for the Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question. We'll let Cale Gundy get back to work. And let's see, what do you guys have on tap for Coach today? I would imagine this had something to do with focus. There you go. What's the biggest key, Coach, to keeping guys focused when they're struggling?
Just play the next play. Again, that's what we tell them, because whatever just happened has nothing to do on what's going to happen the next play. You got to stay focused. You got to keep moving on, regardless of the outcome. Regardless if you drop a pass or you miss a block or you miss a tackle, you just got to keep moving on. You know, again, you're out there. You're in college football, so almost everybody you're going against is on scholarship, which means they're the better players that came out of their high school area. So everybody's talented. Things are going to happen. Things aren't going to be perfect for you. You just got to keep playing and trust the system and just do your job. Don't think about anything else. Just stay in your game and keep playing.
It's good stuff. Congrats on the great win Saturday. Good luck Saturday night.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're talking with Ruffin McNeil inside the Coach's Corner. Stick around.
Coach's Corner is presented by Riverwind, still the one. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the TuneIn app and listen free. OU's 2019 football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
William Shatner is coming to Norman, live on stage after a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, February 14th at Riverwind.
William Shatner here, and I want you to join me as I share behind-the-scenes stories of the filming of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And I'll answer your questions, all this, live on stage.
So don't miss William Shatner live after a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, February 14th at the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years, and burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. Good thing there's the new limited-time breakfast burger, served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Home is where you plant your flag. A Case & Associates property is Oklahoma's choice for your apartment home. Whether you want to live in Norman to get to games quicker, Edmond to go shopping, or Yukon to watch those Oklahoma sunsets, Case & Associates has a floor plan in a location for you. And fitness centers and bark parks will help you stay fit this fall. Check out the properties and all the amenities they have to offer you at caseusa.com. Find Case. Find home.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs. And through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS. And we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
Red 18.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44.
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red Poncho.
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly.
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili.
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike.
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
This segment's presented by Community Coffee. Family-owned Community Coffee, the official brewed coffee of OU Athletics. Taste the difference family makes.
How were you guys able? You got down 25. How were you able to fight back in this thing?
Just continue to keep the faith. You know, talk to the guys at halftime, and the main message was just believe. Continue to believe, and we continue to believe, and we fought back and got the win. So I'm so proud of everybody on this team.
How about the pure emotion from Kenneth Murray there as Oklahoma comes back? Ruffin McNeil joins us inside the coach's quarter. Got a leader like that, that's passionate. It's contagious, isn't it? Congrats on the win, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, we talk about it, and the linebacker over here to our right, he knows. The linebackers are the quarterbacks of defense, and he's a leader off the field, leader on the field, and he takes it very personal about his play. And, you know, being his birthday on top of that.
That's right.
But, you know, K-9's, you know, and then he's really that emotional type leader in the locker room, too. So I'm glad he's on our team.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. And, you know, for that defense, you know, to struggle a bit in the first half and put it behind you and come out and have the second half that they had, I mean, it speaks volumes, right?
Well, you know, and when you've been as long, watched as long as you guys have, you go, okay, was it effort? No. You know, did the kids understand the game plan? Yes. But there was a point, and I've said this before in my time, they were actually trying too hard, if that's understandable. But, you know, to have everything go as wrong as it did in the first half for us, to have a leader like K-9 and Coach Grinch in the locker room rallying around just that basic theme of staying together, straight to the football, being more physical, get takeaways, and just preaching that message the whole since Alex has been here, and the kids have grasped it too.
Now, watching the highlights, we're going to obviously focus a lot on the way your guys played, but you could just sense, and granted, you know, Kale Gundy brought this up earlier. Only 16 plays in the second half Baylor ran. That's obviously a credit to the way this defense was able to, even with a second half turnover, get off the field.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, somebody mentioned 16 plays the other day. That's a good thing.
Yes.
You know, and that means you get a lot of three and outs. And me speaking earlier about the message is three and outs, takeaway, three and outs, takeaway. And I thought the guys achieved that. You know, they were five possessions, forgetting possessions, and I think our offense had, and the sixth was on the victory nil there. But, you know, it was, I thought a tribute to our kids on taking the message to the field and you know, just pulling out with it.
Yeah, I got to ask you about Benito, I mean, comes up with the final interception, and the play before, you know, hits him in the hands, which I always tell everyone, if you've got a while to think about it and it's coming at you, it's like, oh my God, just don't drop it. That's a hard one to make. But whenever you just naturally react to a play, it's a lot easier. But, I mean, to be able to bounce back from the disappointing play that played before and essentially win the game, tie it up, or, you know, close it up there with a great play, I mean, that's big time.
It's big time for Nick, you know, and he's – people don't realize how young he is. He's a redshirt freshman who played in one couple of series of a game the year before. And, you know, I love Coaching Nick. I know our staff does. And to see him have a tough time on that previous play and then come back and make a play to help us seal the game, it was just big time, I think, for his confidence and for him to have some success, you know that. And you're right, the longer it's coming to you, it's like slow motion. And, you know.
Oh, but, there it was.
And he had it, and it held up quick like that. And in high school, he got away with that in high school. And yeah. they call it a completion. No, he did it the same way, and he held up fast and goes, completion.
Yeah, not in the replay.
Not in the replay age. You know, so. We said that same thing yesterday.
Like this, he's got a guy to the flat, just undercuts it. Beautiful.
I'm proud of him.
We'll go way in depth on this coming up in a bit inside Layman's Terms. But I wanted to add one more thing about Benito is that was our first chance on the radio network to get to talk to Nick postgame.
Was it?
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes freshmen, we don't always interview. What a great young man. I mean, what a very positive outlook on things, an incredibly well-spoken young man. I mean, I'm excited for him to make more plays because I want to talk to him more.
Well, he's very humble. He can take tough coaching, which he gets. But he's also worthy of positive coaching. And he came from a great high school program at St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, where all those guys come from down there. And so he's been coached well and coached hard. And, you know, it was tough for him his freshman year, to be honest with you guys and with our fans. And he had to just hang in there and hang in there and sort of earn weight and earn his time. So it was good to see him have some success. And, you know, John Michael Terry getting hurt, propelled him into the immediate starting lineup, and you know, which is not an easy thing to do as a redshirt freshman, and I think he's handling it well.
I talked to Nick last season. He was a true freshman, and I talked to him after training camp just real briefly, and he was like, well, what was it like whenever you were a true freshman? I looked at him, I said, it was horrible. I hated it.
Did you tell him?
I thought about quitting every single day. Yeah. It was miserable. I thought my coach hated me. I thought the head coach hated me. I thought, you know, it was, I didn't know what I was doing. It was terrible.
I hated the whole thing.
And I was basically like, is that kind of what it's like for you right now? And he's like, yes. So he's come a long way.
A long way.
And to think about, you know, you mentioned he's just a redshirt freshman.
Yeah.
And you got Ogwebu, who's a true freshman. You know, John Michael Terry was the experience in the room. Yeah. And then, you know, he suffers his injury. And those guys, you know, it's like, hey, there's no more. We got to step up and play right now. And I feel like we've seen them grow quite a bit.
You have. And, you know, one of the things we do is get them meaningful reps. And special teams are meaningful reps, too.
Yeah.
Not just being on offensive defense, but an defensive player being on special teams. All those reps count as game reps. Mm-hmm. So those guys have been a part of our special teams with Coach Beamer and Coach Bulware. But now in that room, it's different. It was no more John Terry to lead the drill off. Mm-hmm. Just as simple as that. now Nick had to step up, and then Dave had to step up with playing time. And poor coach, you got to be patient. But at the same time, at the schedule we play and the University of Oklahoma, there's no time for patience right now.
That's right.
So they had to step up quickly. Mm-hmm. And so I'm proud of the progress. We need it again this week in practice. And again, this week playing a TCU team who's, I mean, jumping the gun, but TCU team who's really playing well these last couple of weeks.
We're going to talk about TCU coming up for next segment. Let's go in depth, though, in layman's terms, brought to you by Orthodontics exclusively on the play of the game.
We got to talk about it, right? We got to show it. Nick Benito getting out underneath one. He's got the guy right here and sees the quarterback, breaks on it, shows some hands there. And I know that's probably something you guys practice. You throw those guys some balls in.
Yeah,
in
we do. You know, both the one he dropped and this one are part of what we call EDDs, everyday drills. Mm-hmm. So that drop, deep, the internal drop where Mike, Willie linebacker might mm-hmm. drop, and this drop, we call a numbers drop. We do it every day in practice. And sometimes Nick drops the ball, sometimes then.
Yeah.
but it's a fine push-up. A reward if you drop it, you know, not a punishment, but reward.
I love it. He's got a good angle there. As soon as he's getting to his landmark, gets his eyes back on the quarterback, yeah. And a nice athletic fluid break. You got to love it.
He was worried about what were you going to say when he dropped the first one. That was the first thing he's like, I knew Coach Ruff was going to give it to me, so I had to make a second. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back and talk about TCU with Ruff and McNeil next inside the Coach's Corner.
Gary Allen live in concert. So I'm just sitting out here. New Year's Eve, 9 p.m., the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. A night full of hit after hard rockin' hit. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. For more information and tour dates, visit GaryAllen.com. Gary Allen.
Your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So download the app, check in, and get your hair in the game.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Vivian writes,
"The grilled nuggets are my son's favorite."
No way. They're our favorite too. What is it about the grilled nuggets that he likes so much?
Each individual grilled nugget has the tiny little grill marks on them that just make it so special and delicious. I don't even know how they get the grill marks, but somehow they do.
No secret there, Vivian. They're right off the grill. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Here's to the small business owners. We all know that business has its ups and downs. And through it all, the IRS has its hand out wanting more.
At Polston Tax, we get it. We've helped thousands of businesses who found themselves at odds with the IRS. And we've studied the tax code in depth to develop strategies to help small businesses like yours.
Call us today at Polston Tax to set up your no-risk free consultation today.
Call 405-698-3468.
Third down and inches, the pass. He's in the end zone, and what's this? There's a giant tent in the end zone, placed there by Marianne's Rentals for special events. I can't tell if he's caught the ball or not. It is a nice-looking tent, though. From here in the booth, I can see tables, chairs, tablecloths. I suppose all those things are available at Marianne's, too. Well, there's some activity now. It looks like the pass receiver is marrying one of the cheerleaders. The referee is officiating. Isn't that something?
Marianne's wrote the rules on outdoor events. Marianne's Rentals for special events. 751-3100.
The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday, and all you have to do is log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast to listen to old shows and subscribe to always get the newest episodes. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind.
Final segment with Ruffin McNeil inside the Coach's Corner. He's Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank. Coach, obviously we spent a lot of time talking about Nick Benito. But before we dive into TCU, he's not the only guy in that room, even though you had the injury to John Michael Terry. David Agwebu is there as well, too. You got some other potential guys. But how's David kind of handled this as well, too?
I think David came in and really proved himself early in fall camp. And then as the season went on, just felt like one of those guys. And Alex talked about it, and we both talked about him, about maybe force feeding him a little quicker because he has the height and length and the size, and he's really, for a young player, really catches on to scheme and adjustment during the game, and then he's got a chance to be really a special player. So really sharp kid, plays extremely hard, has big eyes, big ears, small mouth, which is what you want.
<You're right. laughs>
More listening and seeing than talking. But I'm proud of his progress as well.
Before we move on, TCU, I want to ask you about the defensive line play against Baylor, Neville, and Ronnie Perkins, which, you know, I owe an apology to Thibodeau and to Perkins. I called him raw, and I told Tib I'm going to call him raw until he wins with speed, a counter, and a bull rush. Well, he got three sacks in one game, so... Yeah. He no longer raw. He's the man.
He's a real deal.
He sure is.
He really is.
He's big and physical. And
a warrior.
They've really come together.
Perk's a warrior. Doesn't flinch beyond his age and maturity and wisdom for a young player. Just a sophomore kid. And then Neville giving you inside presence and internal push. And Perk able to cause, you know, outside rush as well, really gives us two guys. That's when Nick and our guys have to make sure we add to this rush up front, because we are part of the rush and have to be very vital in that. And that's our next stage at our outside linebacker group. But those two guys provide so much pressure in run game and pass game for us.
Don't lose sight of how big those two plays were with Brewer getting him in the backfield, because especially right after the turnover in the end zone, then we had the personal foul, Ronnie Perkins puts him right behind the chains.
That was big time.
Big time.
To stop momentum.
Yeah.
That was a big momentum play, and we call it a grown man play.
Yeah.
And just to have him get a long arm and play on both sides of the long arm, inside of his escape, snatch the outside leverage and make the play, was big time by Perk. And again, Neville is causing inside pressure, which makes that guy flush a little bit quicker.
They got to work together. If you're going to be an outside rusher, you need inside push.
That's
if
right.
you want to be an inside rusher, you need outside speed.
You're so right, Teddy.
They're working together really good. TCU, a team that struggled offensively this year, but looks like the young quarterback's starting to get it together for him.
He is. You know, they went to him in the Iowa State game. He was going back and forth. Then Coach Patterson decided to go with him right there, right about the second half, and he hadn't lost a job. Sonny Cumbie, who we know, Coach Riley and I both know and played for as a Tech, I think they're giving the reins over to him. You know, he's a runner, really athletic, has understanding of the game, not really too much read right now, and which will increase with experience, but really poses a problem, and you really have to do a great job of containing him. And he has some, as always, you guys know, and the fans know, always have great athletic skill at TCU. Mm-hmm.
Boy, that play he made where he used the sideline against Texas Tech, that gets away from one, two, three guys, and then he has an extra gear. Maybe a couple
see,
guys.
I'll tell you, for the people that can't see this, you got a quarterback running down the sideline as a defender. You don't know if he's going to step out. You don't know if he's going to slide. Say,
yep.
Man, I say you just go ahead and let him.
You would.
It's cheating. That's what it is.
I'd have been disappointed if you felt any other way about that right now.
You mentioned Max Duggan. He's done a really nice job. You know, they brought in Alex Delton. They kind of thought he might be the guy. But, you know, Duggan's been able to stay healthy. He's had a couple of issues. But, I mean, Coach, this whole league, there's no days off when it comes to any of these quarterbacks.
No days off at the quarterback position, at the skill set positions, wide receiver, running back here in this league. Every week, week in, week out, the offensive lines are length, tall is the word I use, but length. Like this offensive line, like our offensive line, and that's all through the league. And so every week as a defensive coach and defensive team, you have to be ready to play dual threat quarterbacks who can throw and run and also be able to defend length and tall wide receivers as well. Great speed, great athlete in Rager, and a real good two running back combination too as well.
Yeah, you mentioned those two running backs, Alana Lua, the big guy, they got a shifty change of pace back. And, you know, statistically speaking, this is going to be the best rushing football team that we face this year. So that's going to be a big challenge.
It's a big challenge. And you want to be able to stop and make people one-handed if you can. And controlling the run game will be a part of it. And, you know, those two running backs and Duggan really provide a three-pronged running threat for us on defense. And it just comes down to playing great sound football, great job of tackling, and then make sure everyone's trained to the football.
OU, TCU, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. The Palace should be rocking. Coach, the fans get the final word in the Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question of the day. So here we go for Ruffin McNeil. Coach, how much growth have you seen from your young guys since John Michael Terry's injury? Good question.
No, it's been amazing. It's sort of been forced into it because John Michael provided myself and us on defense a little more time to groom him and get him into the mode of the league, of competition, of situations that happen in the game. But with John Michael's injury, not just his leadership, but his talent, but his leadership especially, really had to elevate and escalate Nick Benito and David Waybu's time, and because they had to be ready to play right away. And again, you know, everybody says, well, this part of the year, you're not a freshman anymore or a young player anymore. Well, those two guys had to grow up very quickly.
No time to waste. Coach, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Glad to be here.
That's Ruffin McNeil. Teddy and I are back to wrap up the Coach's Corner next.
OU students, be a part of the winning team at this year's Oklahoma Blood Institute Bedlam Blood Battle, November 18th through the 22nd at the MidFirst Bank Club in the stadium at Gate 11. There'll be free food, free t-shirts, and a chance to win $250. Text OBI4OU to 999777 to enter to win and get Bedlam Blood Battle updates. Prove why OU is the best in Oklahoma by donating blood and saving lives. Boomer Sooner.
William Shatner is coming to Norman, live on stage after a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, February 14th at Riverwind.
William Shatner here, and I want you to join me as I share behind-the-scenes stories of the filming of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And I'll answer your questions, all this, live on stage.
So don't miss William Shatner live after a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, February 14th at the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Home is where you plant your flag. A Case & Associates property is Oklahoma's choice for your apartment home. Whether you want to live in Norman to get to games quicker, Edmond to go shopping, or Yukon to watch those Oklahoma sunsets, Case & Associates has a floor plan in a location for you. And fitness centers and bark parks will help you stay fit this fall. Check out the properties and all the amenities they have to offer you at caseusa.com. Find Case. Find home.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center.
Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month.
Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the fan fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh?
I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
Time to order dinner. I should see what the kids want, too. Ordering Whataburger online. What you want? Double meat with cheese. Cool. With grilled jalapenos. Okay, and lots of add-ons from everyone. Oh, my goodness. Good thing you can order online and save favorites for next time. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We have one of the great stadiums in America. We have one of the great fan bases in America. And when it's rocking in there, does our team feel that? Hell yeah, they do.
You'll want to be there. It's going to be rocking. Saturday night, senior night, Oklahoma and TCU in the Palace. Teddy and I will be on the Sooner Radio Network beginning at 5 p.m. And, of course, the party at the Palace gets underway 3.5 hours before kickoff. Teddy, last week was an interesting week for us in Waco with Oklahoma knocking off Baylor, but it was a pretty wild week in the Big 12 as well, too. Let's take a look at some of the scores from last week, including what about that upset win for Iowa State? I guess it's technically not even an upset. Well, they were 7-point underdogs at home, right?
No, I think they were a favorite, you know, it's still Iowa State knocking off a ranked Texas team. West Virginia knocks off a ranked Kansas State. Oklahoma Baylor, obviously a 3-point game. And I believe Texas Tech and TCU was as well, which is what you should come to expect in the Big 12. Every single week, anyone can win. I think the middle tier of our conference is really good.
Yeah, Iowa State won on a last-second field goal. That they got an opportunity to push further up because a Texas player was offside. They basically bled the clock. So Oklahoma and Baylor in control of their own destiny. Both have, they're on the verge of sealing. A win Saturday for either Oklahoma or Baylor will clinch their spot in the Big 12 championship game in the first weekend in December. But boy, a tough one for Texas, who had such a promising start, their close game against LSU. They've now had 10 straight seasons with four or more losses. And there's TCU just kind of hanging around like they always do, Ted. Horned Frogs will be in town for Saturday night, but a lot of good games this weekend, including in Waco, Baylor and Texas. How does Texas handle the disappointment from Iowa State? How does Baylor bounce back from what happened against Oklahoma?
I tell you, that Baylor-Texas game, I mean, I feel like Baylor is a much better football team, but you never know what's going to happen, right? I mean, they may be in a little bit of a situation, a big emotional game. They're up for it. They kind of, you know, they fall apart in the second half, and just going to be interesting to see what they're like emotionally for this, which is a desperate Texas team coming to town. So that's going to be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, all Baylor needs is one win. All Oklahoma needs is one win. And we are set with the Big 12 championship game at 11 a.m. in that first Saturday in December with a rematch of last Saturday. But the Sooners have to take care of business against TCU, and it's never been easy. Teddy, have a great game week. It should be fun. Yeah. Game day will be on the air at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. Radio Network at 5 p.m. Have a great countdown to kickoff. And until Saturday, Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.